Woz and Jobs became inseparable friends, but their first venture was not a computer. The pair developed an electronics kit, mimicking telephone router codes to make free calls around the world.
You know, when you make a long-distance phone call in the background, you do-do-do-do-do-do, those are the telephone computers actually signaling each other, sending information to each other to set up your call. And there used to be a way to fool the entire telephone system into thinking you were a telephone computer. You could, you know, call from a payphone, go to White Plains, New York, take a satellite to Europe, take a cable to Turkey, come back to Los Angeles, and you go around the world three or four times and call the payphone next door and shout in the phone and be about 30 seconds and come out the other phone.
The pair moved on from phone jacking for fun to creating computers, building the prototype of the very first Apple. It's a fond memory for Steve Wozniak.
He was always thinking about certain technology, the early products that got developed, the building parts, what those might lead to in our future. And he was always pushing me as an engineer, could you possibly add this someday? Could you possibly add that someday? Yes, 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 I could, thinking, no, it's way, way off, but eventually we all did.
In those early days, Woz and Jobs took their creation to the Homebrew Computer Club, an early computer users group in Silicon Valley, where it quickly attracted attention from their peers.